pain. Taste the pain.
Y'all take a good look at this lump of shit. Remember what it looks like. You fuck up in a firefight and I goddamn guarantee you a trip out of the bush. In a body bag. Out here, assholes, you keep your shit wired tight at all times. And that goes for you, ship of brains. You don't sleep on no fucking ambush. And the next some bitch I catch copping Z's in the bush, I'm personally gonna take an interest in seeing them suffer. I shit you not. Doc, tag him and bag him.
See them tumbling down. Pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found. Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find. Just where the trail will wind, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night has gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. A song here on the range I belong, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Has gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong. Drifting along with the
Keegan.
Thank you, Doctor.
Federal Studios?
Hell, you couldn't spot a nigger in a snowbank.
I'm telling you what he said.
I got interlocking companies controlling Federal. Her last two pictures lost money. Harry Small was glad to get out of her contract. You got to stop chasing mare tails, boy. Now, I fixed up a meeting for you with Frank Mayo.
Mayo?
Heard of him, huh? Grand Vizier of the Underworld.
I thought he was in jail.
Upstate, maximum security. I got him out to meet with you this afternoon.
Well, what can he tell me that Minner didn't know?
What did Minner know? Nothing. You tell that broad of yours she owes you 15 grand. Have a pastry?
You think that sugar's good for you?
It's my hospital. All what you use. Nothing competes today with owning a hospital. No customer credit, pay in advance, or get out. Unique product, pain. Laundry alone throws off enough to pay the orderlies in the lab. And what the lab turns over...
When is the meeting with Mayo?
I'm talking business here. You should see the net and what the lab throws off. I own 27 hospitals in 15 major cities. Wish I had more.
Where is the meeting with Frank Mayo, Pa?
Grant's tomb, 4 o'clock. Hey, Nick. Would you like a little?
No, thanks, Pa.
me tell you something about women.
Huh. Hey.
Women would have us believe that they are the victims, that we break their hearts for sport.
I thought he quit.
That's crap.
You see, Bob, I told you we'd get him back.
They say they want true love, but all they want is a checklist. Is he perfect? Is he handsome? Is he a doctor? For you men who fit the criteria, don't kid yourselves, because they're not sleeping with you. They're sleeping with a carefully calculated set of venal choices. Money over substance, looks over soul, polish over principles. No gesture, no matter how real or romantic, will ever compensate for a really impressive list of credentials.
This coming from a man who's never made a gesture other than this one.
Oh, so the elevator wasn't a gesture?
The elevator was a moment of passion, followed by a moment of panic on your part, apparently.
Panic? I came by your room.
Yes, and then you ran away.
That wasn't panic, sweetheart. That was an unwillingness to compete with the walking checklist that was in your bed. You should be thanking me.
We got 10 seconds.
Oh. Ready to soar up and away?
Well, there you have it, folks. That's the ugly truth. A girl in heat for two guys will always choose the one with the better resume.
That is bullshit.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come down like falling rain. You'll toss around and call the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you when tears come down like falling rain. You gonna walk up the floor, the very way I do. Your cheating heart is gonna tell on you.
You are watching Cable 10, Aurora, Illinois, Community Access Channel.
Excellent host, Wayne Campbell. With me, as always, is Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Okay, all right. All right, well, 1991 is over, and a lot's happened. We won the Gulf War. Excellent.
Yeah. And the Bulls won the NBA championships.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. The hostages were released.
The William Kennedy Smith trial. Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Okay. And Garth, if I'm not mistaken, this is the year you finally got pubes.
Yeah, well, my body's kind of slow, but I got a lot of them now.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, but the most important thing about 1991 is that it was the year that communism fell in the Soviet Union. Which is great, I suppose, but Garth and I are kind of bummed.
Yeah, it bites.
Tell it. So now we'd like to do the top 10 reasons why we're bummed that communism fell in the Soviet Union. Weeds World Top 10 Reasons Why We're Bummed Communism Fell. Okay, all right. Okay, number 10, new maps. I'm sorry. I'm just used to seeing the Soviet Union being this big pink blob, you know? Now with all these new republics, you know, the map's gonna be this ornate multi-hued affair. It's gonna look like a plate or hurl. Okay, all right.
Okay, number 9, what's gonna happen to Yakov Smirnoff? His career is over.
Sorry, Tufsky Krapsky, Yakov. Okay, number 8. We'll never find out what that thing on Gorbachev's head was. Hello? Hello?
Grape jam? What?
Okay,
number 7. Reason why we're bummed. Communism fell. Katerina Witt. You know, she just seems less exotic now.
Yeah, I know. When she was Eastern Bloc, she had the taste of forbidden fruit.
Swing! Right. Now she's just another cute chick in an ice show with a tight skater's butt.
But still, Garth, that butt knew no political ideology.
Tell it.
Okay.
All right. Number 6. The fall of communism will deal a major blow to the trade union movement. Labor relations will revert to industrial revolutionary social Darwinism.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Good one.
Okay, number 5. Are they going to have to change the name of the song Back in the USSR? Is it going to have to be Back in the Commonwealth of Independent, Back in the Commonwealth of Independent, Back in the Commonwealth of Independent States? Those Uzbekian girls really knock me out. Hello? Okay.
Anyone?
Okay, number 4. Spy junk in the future is going to suck.
Yeah. Who's James Bond going to spy on? The Guatemalans? As if.
I know. Okay. All right. 10 years from now, you're not going to be able to see those amazing shows on A&E about elite Soviet commando units who can kill people with their own hair.
Yeah. I love A&E.
Yeah, it's the World War II channel. Okay. Number 3. Playboy won't have any more Girls of the Soviet Union issues. Denied.
Okay. Number 2, no more bogus Soviet rock bands to make fun of.
I mean, did you see Live Aid with that Soviet band Autograph? Excuse me, a baking powder? I rather like them.
Yet.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right. And the number 1 reason why we're bummed communism fell. Well, we probably won't be the first ones to say on Russian television,
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime silence. I just wanted you to know that baby, you're the best. I got my red dress on tonight. dancing in the dark in the pale moonlight. Done my hair up real big, beauty queen style. High heels off, I'm feeling alive. Down the coast, going about 99. Got my bad baby by my heavenly side. I know if I go, I'll die happy tonight. Oh my God, I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above are sizzling like a snail. Honey, I'm fine, I feel it everywhere.
Jim Brown up. I said, Jim gonna come over and talk to you. Fuck Jim Brown. I'll show Jim Brown. I'm the man. I don't give a fuck. Nobody afraid of Jim Brown here. And Jim was coming in the driveway. I got all nervous. Boom, jingling. Where's it? Jim Brown. Oh shit, let me get this motherfucker ain't gonna scare me. Let me get my pipe. Pipe said, come on, Rich, me and you will show Jim. Don't worry about it. Shit, Jim, don't scare nobody. That's right, Rich. Jim come in the room, I start smoking. Hey, Jim. How you doing, bro? And Jim had psychology. Jim go, you wanna go roller skating? Pipe. Maybe you wanna go for a ride. Jim say, what you gonna do? I say, what do you mean? What you gonna do about that shit? What? I'm doing what I want to do. You know, I ain't afraid of you, you know. You ain't no movie star to me. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. I'm your friend. What you gonna do? You gonna get well, or you gonna end our friendship? What you gonna do? The pipe said, don't listen. He trying to fuck with you, Rich. Jim, I am a man. There ain't no doubt about that. But what you gonna do? And Jim kept saying that to me all through the hall. What you gonna do? Leave me the fuck alone. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm getting the fuck away from you so I don't have to hear what you gonna do. Because I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. Now leave me the fuck alone. What you gonna do? So Jim almost got me to the hospital, but he had to go somewhere, like to home to eat. And I was in the room with the pipe, and the pipe said, hey, Rich, Jim's gone.
There's a long line of mourners driving down our little street. Their fancy cars are such a sight to see. Oh, yeah. They're all friends who knew you in the city, and now they finally brought you home to me. When you left, you know you told me that someday you'd be returning in a fancy car all the town to see. Oh, yeah. Well, now everyone watching you, you finally had your dream. In that long black limousine.
All right, children, I want everybody to settle down because with us today is Fire Marshal Bill, and he's going to be teaching us about fire safety in the classroom, okay? Fire Marshal Bill!
Howdy, kids!
I know what you're thinking. We're all perfectly safe in this classroom, right?
Right!
Right.
Wrong! Just about everything you see in here is a potential hazard. Let me show you something. Let's just say you're changing the water in this here fish tank. And you accidentally fill it with gasoline, like so. Later that night, the janitor comes in. There's a power outage. He lights himself a match and... Oh! He's cooking fish sticks! Now, here's another all-too-common danger in the classroom. The movie projector. Sure, looks like fun, but it can be very, very deadly. Now, let's just say you're the audio-visual helper for the day. You go to plug this baby in, and you just happen to be soaking your bunions in a bucket of water. Never better. Now, let's talk about CPR.
Drop and roll! Your hand's on fire!
So it is. Well then, drop and roll is a good idea. But suppose you got a handful of thumbtacks and you accidentally roll over them like so. Now the fire is out. But you look like Hellraiser! Say... You kids did a nifty job on this mural. Shall we study its basic elements? You've got paper and you've got paint. A deadly combination! Let me show you. Let's just say for the sake of argument that the Earth is being occupied by strange crab-like creatures from another planet. One of them needs a light. You whip out your Zippo, you flick your wick. Somebody says, look, it's Yoko Ono on a moped, and boom! You're off to the races. Now, how do we put this out?
Smother it with a blanket?
You could do that, that's for sure. Anybody else?
You could ask the crab-like people for assistance?
Get real, big kid! How about you, Missy?
Get a fire extinguisher!
Excellent, Miss Tompkins, but let's give the kids a chance.
No, the classroom is on fire! Kids, come on! Oh.
So it is! Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal! By the way, what's on the other side of this wall?
The chemistry lab!
Uh-oh!
It's okay, children. All the kids have been accounted for.
Our school is gone!
Yeah. When will they ever learn? Oh, well. Who wants marshmallows?
Yeah! We need sticks.
Sticks? Not when you're with Fire Marshal Bill, you don't. Let me show you something.
Children away because they said she was not a good mother. They're taking her children away. because she was making it with sisters and brothers and everyone else. All of the others, like cheap officers who would stand there and flirt in front of me. They're taking her children away because they said she was not a good mother. They're taking her children away because of the things that they heard she had done. The Black Air Force sergeant was not the first one, and all of the drugs she took, everyone. And I am the water boy. The real game's not over here, but my heart is overflowing anyway. I'm just a tired man, no words to say, but since she lost a daughter, it's her eyes that fill with water. Happier this week. but my heart is overflowing anyway. I'm just a tired man, no words to say, but since she lost her daughters, it's her eyes that fill with water, and I am much happier this way.
Gun registration, yes?
Well, some of these so-called children possess more than 10 times the destructive force of any handgun. No, I don't see a difference. All I see are weapons in our schools. Well, that's fair enough. All right.
So?
It's gonna be close. A boat this loaded is always close.
What about the UN summit? The whole world will be watching. Maybe there's some way you could use that to your advantage.
We're Americans, Henry. Let the rest of the damn world deal with mutants in their own way. You know the situation? These mutants? People like this Jean Grey. If it were up to me, I'd lock them all away. It's a war. It's the reason people like me exist.
Where the hell are we?
People like you are the reason I was afraid to go to school as a child.
You are afraid.
Fear is nothing more than a feeling. You feel hot, you feel hungry, you feel angry, you feel afraid. Fear can never kill you.
His head still on his shoulders.
Sends him in for the ride. Oh, he nailed him with that.
No.
He's got him. One, two, three. No. Yes.
That is a
two count only.
Shows you the fight that's still left in Amavi.
Tonight, just look at the close counts we have. Have you ever seen such splendid competition, such drive in athletes?
Trip. From the backside by the Mounties, still have enough collective thoughts left to do that.
The Mountie, he's law and order. He's been telling you. We all know he's smarter than the boss man.
Apollone.
And now he's showing you that he's tougher than the boss man.
Both of these guys are ripe for the pickings right now.
Both these guys are tough. I've been watching them. Both these guys are ripe.
What's this?
Oh! He knocked the wind right out of him.
This is bad. I don't like the look of this.
Tough him.
And the way the Mountie talked to these police officers just a few minutes ago.
What was that? I don't want you to be nice and kind like the New York City Police Department usually is. I want you to be rough like the Mounties. Well, give it to him.
This Mountie is fair. The way here, our cameras are going to follow him right up.
Taking him directly now to the jail?
Right to the paddy wagon.
Oh, my God.
That looks like Pee-wee.
They're not going to let him change clothes or anything?
Forget about it.
Change clothes. What, you think when they arrest you, they allow you to change clothes?
But he can't go to jail.
You're hurting me. Oh! You're hurting me. You're hurting me.
Get him in there!
Into the paddy wagon!
Beautiful!
Door is locked shut!
Oh, gonna do the jailhouse rock, baby!
Bye-bye, Gilbert!
They're shackling him now.
Doesn't look too happy. The Mountie on his way out of Madison Square Garden.
This ain't gonna be no honeymoon.
That may be the last ride. We may never see the Mountie again.
Of me, I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall. Much remains. No time.